طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion of fiqh al-ibadat, the understanding of worship. The title is under the meaning of iman. Question number 16. We would like to know the meaning of iman, faith, and its pillars. The answer: iman has two meanings. First meaning is the linguistic meaning, which is the attestation to and the belief in a thing, and this is in Arabic called iqrar wa tasdiq. Attestation to and the belief in a thing is the pace of the way I'm going now better than before? طيب. The second is the legal or shar'i meaning, and this means the attestation that necessitates acceptance and submission. The attestation that necessitates acceptance and submission. Legally, therefore, a person's attestation to whatever is obligatory from faith is not sufficient unless he accepts and submits. For example, if a person attests and acknowledges that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, but he neither accepts that which he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought, nor submit to his commands, then he is not a believer. For this reason, there was amongst the mushriks, the polytheists, those who acknowledged and attested to the Prophet's message, but they did not obediently yield and submit to him. Rather, they remained on the religion of their folk. Hence, their mere attestation without acceptance and submission was of no avail to them. So, the legal meaning of belief is more specific than its meaning in the Arabic language. Also, it may be that the legal meaning is more general than the linguistic one. Consider, for example, the salah, the prayers. It is from iman, it is from faith, in its legal sense, as Allah the Most High says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَاقِبَيْهِ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةً إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ. In Surah Al-Baqarah 2:143, certainly Allah would never make your faith to be lost. Look, your faith to be lost, meaning your prayers towards Al-Quds, to which they were used to face in prayer before Allah commanded them to turn their faces towards Mecca. So Allah called it here faith, called it the prayer's faith. Linguistically, however, salah is not called faith, because it is an outward act, whereas faith, iman, in the Arabic language, is from the matters of the inward, pertaining to the heart. So, if we want to define the legal iman, meaning the shar'i iman, then we say that it is, quote, the attestation which necessitates acceptance and submission, and if it does not necessitate this, then it is not considered a legal faith. End of the answer. Now, what is the relation of iman, of faith, to the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam? The question 17. Is this meaning of faith, the same as that which came in the Prophet's answer to Jibreel's question about iman? The answer, yes. Because the true Iman, faith in Allah and in His angels, His books and His messengers, entails acceptance and submission. So whoever says that he is a believer in Allah, His angels, His books and His messengers, but he does not accept and submit, then this saying of his is of no benefit to him. The same applies to the faith he has in his heart. It is of no benefit to him unless he accepts and yields in submission. The end of the answer. Question 18. If a person is asked about Iman, about faith, should he say that it means the attestation that obligates acceptance and submission, or should he say that it means to believe in Allah, His angels, His books and His messenger, as the Prophet ﷺ explained? The answer. Yet we say that the meaning necessitates acceptance and submission. And accordingly, if the person raising the question asks for details, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, barakatuh. If the person asking the question asks for details, then we say, you believe in Allah, His angels, His books and His messengers. These details cover the religion in its entirety. Now, the question 19. We would like to expound on the meaning of faith, of Iman, and also know of its pillars. The answer. We already spoke about the legal definition of Iman, of faith, and the detailed definition the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel. The legal definition, which we pointed out, is a general one that comprises the whole deen, meaning that is the attestation which necessitates acceptance and submission. This definition is the one which the learned scholars refer to in the books of Aqa'id, in the books of Creed. As for the definition in the hadith of Jibreel, it constitutes a particular meaning of Iman. This is because the Prophet ﷺ explained the meaning of Islam when Jibreel first asked him about it. Then he, Jibreel, asked him about Iman, which is the inwardly established creed. And Islam constitutes the outward actions, which is the Shahadatan, the Salah, the Zakah, the fasting, the Hajj, and which are the pillars of Islam. No one really doubts that a person's belief that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah is from Iman. No one doubts this. And there can be no doubt about that. However, since it is a declared statement, then it is considered from the acts of the outward, which include, in addition to this Shahada of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, includes Salah, Zakah, fasting and Hajj. On the other hand, the arkan, the pillars of Iman explained by the Prophet ﷺ are six, and they are known. The Prophet ﷺ said in his reply to Jibreel, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. Iman, in the response, the Prophet ﷺ said, Iman is that you truly believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and that you truly believe in the pre-decree al-qadr, the good and the evil of it. And this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And we are going to discuss these pillars because of their importance. First of all, the belief in Allah. The belief in Allah. The belief in Allah comprises four matters. The belief in Allah comprises four matters. First, the belief in His existence. The belief in His lordship. The belief in His divinity. The belief in His names and attributes. First, the belief in the existence of Allah. It is the full attestation that Allah, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, exists. No one openly denied the existence of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, except by way of haughtiness, false pride. Otherwise, it is impossible for any reasonable person to claim that this creation was appeared by chance, or it came into existence without a cause, due to the fact that this is something impossible to occur as agreed upon by the people of sound intellect. Indeed, the existence of Allah the Mighty and Majestic is something proven by all kinds of evidences, by rationale, by fitra, by natural disposition, by legal, as well as by hissi, what is experienced and perceived. All of these four evidences prove the existence of Allah the Mighty and Majestic. As for the intellectual proof, then it is that we witness the existence of this universe and what occurs in it from things which is rather impossible for any creature to do. The existence of creation, the heavens, the earth, and what's in them from the stars, mountains, rivers, trees, the speaking, the speechless, and so forth. How did this existence come into being? Did it appear by chance? Or did it occur without a cause? Or did it bring itself into existence? These are three possibilities whereby the intellect does not accept a fourth possibility. All of these possibilities are futile and false. As for it appearing by chance, then this is something that the intellect as well as reality itself denies, because you cannot bring such a magnificent creation into existence just by chance. There must be a cause for each effect. Furthermore, its astounding arrangement and harmonious order that has no conflict or collision within it makes it impossible that it all came about randomly. This is because that which would come into existence by chance, its development would not be ordered, because all of it is random and by chance. As for the possibility that creation brought itself into existence, then it is also clearly impossible. This is because before its existence, creation did not exist. It was nothing. And that which is nothing cannot bring into existence that which does not exist. As for the third possibility, that this existence came to exist without a cause, then the meaning is the same as our saying that it appeared by chance. And this, as preceded, is impossible. It remains to be said that existence has someone who brought it into being, and he is Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Listen to what Allah says in Surah At-Tur, this great verse in Surah At-Tur 52, 35 and 36. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Were they created by nothing? Or were they themselves the creators? Meaning, did they create themselves? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? May they have no certainty. Hence, this creation rationally proves the existence of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. As for the proof of the natural disposition for the existence of Allah, then it is so evident that it does not require a proof. This is because man is created upon the natural disposition, the fitra of belief in his Lord. The Prophet ﷺ said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانَهُ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانَهُ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانَهُ. In the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, every child is born upon the natural disposition. Then his parents change him into a Jew, or a Christian, or a Magian. That's why, in case something suddenly befalls upon a person in this life, such that it may destroy him, he would say with his tongue and without feeling, Ya Allah, O Allah, or Ya Rabb, O Rabb, O Lord, or the like. This proves that the innate nature of man has been created upon the belief in the existence of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. As for the proof of the Hiss, meaning what is experienced and perceived, as for the proof of the Hiss for the existence of Allah, then it is very often that we hear of supplications being answered by Allah. Also, the person himself who calls upon Allah, his supplications are indeed responded to. Many are those who invoked Allah and said, O Ya Rabb, and behold, they saw response right before his eyes. Indeed, in the Quran there are many examples for this, like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning Ayyub, Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, Job, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرُّ. In Surah Al-Anbiya 21:83-84. And remember Ayyub, Job, when he cried to his Lord, Verily, distress has seized me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. So we answered his call, and we removed the distress that was on him. In addition, there are many other examples from the Sunnah, one of which is the Hadith reported by Anas bin Malik, in which he said, quote, A man, a Bedouin Arab, entered the mosque on the day of Jumu'ah on Friday, whilst the Prophet ﷺ was delivering the khutbah, the sermon, and said, O Messenger of Allah, property is being destroyed and the passages have become blocked, so supplicate Allah to send rain down upon us. The Prophet ﷺ raised his hands and then said, O Allah, send down rain upon us. O Allah, send down rain upon us. The sky was clear, without any cloud in it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come down from his pulpit, except that rain was flowing from his beard. May Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be upon him. There was a downpour of rain. There was a downpour of rain for 1 week. Then on the succeeding Friday, a man, the same man or someone else, entered the mosque and said, O Messenger of Allah, the houses are collapsing and wealth is being flooded, so supplicate Allah to stop the rain for us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hands and began to say, Around us and not upon us, pointing with his hands, and he did not point to any direction except that it cleared. People then stepped out walking in the sunshine. This hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And many are the supplications which a person calls upon his Lord Allah to be answered are indeed responded to. And this is a proof contained in what is experienced and perceived by the existence of Allah, or for the existence of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. As for the legal proof for the existence of Allah, then it's beyond being enumerated. Indeed, the Quran in its entirety, as well as all of the affirmed narrations in their legal and informative nature, proves the existence of Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. As Allah says concerning the sublime Quran, وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Had it been from other than Allah, they would have surely found therein, meaning the Quran, much discrepancy. The belief in the existence of Allah is one of the matters that comprise the belief in Him. As for the belief in His Lordship, in His divinity, names and attributes, then a detailed discussion of these branches had already preceded in the talks which we explained earlier. We stop here inshallah for tonight, and then tomorrow inshallah the question will deal, how do we respond to the Dahris people who deny the existence of Allah and claim that Ad-Dahr time manages and disposes the affairs of the world. Tomorrow inshallah we will deal with that question. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.